Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This morning on the third hour of Today, Oh Christmas Tree. It's lit. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree standing tall and bright. We've got the highlights from the biggest holiday celebration in the world. Then, holding court, the Prince and Princess of Wales making a surprise appearance at a Boston Celtics game. What's next on their U.S. itinerary? Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle delivering a surprise of their own. A first look at the dramatic new trailer just released for their new Netflix docuseries. Then, it's time to shop today. Jill's got beauty, tech, and some hot deals on holiday gifts. That's all ahead today, Thursday, December 1st, 2022.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I am Dylan here with Craig and Chanel.
Good morning.
We're changing things up this
morning.
Yeah. We are live out here on the plaza because, I mean, you have to see the Rockefeller its glory, 82 feet high. This Norway spruce is shining nice and bright. What an incredible night last night. How was it out there?
It was so much fun. And here's the thing, the weather held out. You know, we were concerned about the rain and the wind.
I told you it was going to not rain.
Well, you're right. You're right.
And how were the people? Was the energy just...
The largest crowd we've had since before the pandemic.
Wow. That's exciting.
Tens of thousands of people came out to see the tree. The tree got lit. And then as Al Roker would say, we got lit.
I heard you got lit before.
No.
Beautiful.
Speaking of our buddy, by the way, a lot of folks have been asking about him. We are missing our buddy Al. We missed him last night. We've been missing him for weeks now. Al is back in the hospital this morning. He is resting. His doctors are keeping a close eye on him, but his family wants to make sure that everyone who is watching, who is listening right now, they want to make sure that everyone knows they are so grateful for all the well wishes. The highlight of the evening last night for us was doing one of the commercial breaks, Hoda, Bing Hoda.
Yes.
I was like, hey, we should FaceTime Al.
Oh, I love it.
I don't think we should.
During the commercial?
Yeah. And Hoda's like, we should. And so we did. And he answered, so we were able to.
I love it. We love you, Al.
We all praying you.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. If Al were here, he would definitely mention your fashion choice. We talked about this yesterday. I was just waiting to see what you were going to wear.
Yeah.
It was like a red carpet moment.
Well, you're.
You had the turtleneck. I like the turtleneck.
Did you really?
I did. I thought you wore it well.
You're
it looked
so
really
kind.
Good. We've seen you wear a turtleneck before. Do you remember? I used to rock turtlenecks. I mean.
Of course, that trade's never late. Any excuse to pop up that picture? I should have known something was up. I was like, they're being really nice. I should have known it was a setup to the okie doke. Yeah. I like what you did there. Okay. Well played.
But you
I love
did
it.
Look very handsome.
Yeah, and we're here for the turtleneck. Maybe you should rock one tomorrow.
Never again.
All right. Well,
come back.
The holiday season is in full swing, and just in time. There is some encouraging news and some signs about the economy. Inflation certainly isn't scaring shoppers away. Let's go to NBC's Tom Costello. He's on top of the story for us. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, lots of good news, really. You know, for most of the year, the Federal Reserve has been waging this aggressive campaign to bring down 40-year high inflation. They've been hiking interest rates at a pace not seen in decades. That impacts mortgage rates, credit cards, new loans, and now new evidence that inflation may be starting to wane. But looming over everything, the possibility of a rail strike.
With the holiday season in full swing, this morning Congress is taking steps to stop that looming rail strike. The House passing a bill that forces an agreement between rail companies and their workers. It now goes to the Senate, where it faces a harder path, but leaders there working to pass it quickly to avoid disrupting holiday shipping and potentially rocking the economy, which right now is showing new signs of strength despite record inflation. Revised government stats show the economy grew faster than expected in the third quarter, with GDP rising at an annual rate of 2.9%. And there's evidence the job market is cooling off. A new Labor Department survey shows job openings fell in October to 10.3 million from 10.7 million the previous month. And that's actually good news because the shortage of workers has been driving up wages and feeding inflation. Hopeful signs for the Federal Reserve following its aggressive series of interest rate hikes while it tries to tamp down inflation. Now, the Fed chairman, Jay Powell, is signaling the central bank will slow the pace of those rate increases this month from 0.75 point hike to a 0.5 point hike.
It makes sense to moderate the pace of our rate increases as we approach the level of restraint that will be sufficient to bring inflation down.
That was welcome news on Wall Street, with the Dow surging more than 700 points on Wednesday. Still, Chairman Powell says rates will have to remain high for an extended period. If the U.S. manages to avoid an economic downturn, experts say it will be driven by strong consumer spending.
If we're out there spending, the economy should be able to move forward without an economic downturn.
It comes as shoppers are bringing holiday cheer to retailers. The National Retail Federation says nearly 197 million people flocked to stores from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday.
I've shopped like never before. I think the prices were really good.
Okay, one more piece of good news, gas prices. Have you seen them at your local gas station?
Yeah.
The national average, now $3.47 a gallon.
Okay.
That's down 28 cents in just a month. However, yes, we know they're up more in California, $5 a gallon more or less. But look where we were a year ago, $3.35. The point being, gas prices are coming down, and that helps everybody's pocketbook. Why,
yes.
You ask?
Yes.
I know you're going to ask me.
I am.
Because, listen, the economies overseas are cooling. That slows demand for gasoline. And as a result, as we've always said, the gas prices are set globally.
Right.
And so when you've got a global slowdown, that starts to impact gas prices.
Go under like $3 again?
GasBuddy.com. Com thinks it could happen by Christmas. By Christmas, they say.
Right. Happy holidays.
Are we to understand that basically we can buy our way out of this predicament that we're in? If folks go out and shop enough during
the
holiday season?
That started it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the bottom line is if we can avoid a significant downturn, a recession coming into the new year, it will become because consumer spending held up. But it's astonishing. We've got this inflation.
Sure.
We've got the Fed hiking rates, and yet we've still got a strong economy.
Yeah.
People are spending. I mean, this is why PhDs are confused by it.
That's true.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
That means we're certainly confused by it. Tom Costello, thank you.
Thank you
so much. All right, we're going to take a turn now to a historic royal visit. The Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Kate, they are in Boston right now. Last night, they turned up at a Boston Celtics game, which is pretty awesome. But, you know, they weren't the only Brits in the house. NBC News chief international correspondent Keir Simmons was there as well. Keir, good morning. The first trip to the U.S. in 8 years. What all has been going on besides just, like, fun and games?
Well, you know, we were at the garden last night behind me there for the Celtics game, and we saw William and Kate there in the front row. Got to tell you, we were at the very, very, very back row, like as high as you can be, so far back that we could pretty much order our beers from the bar while still sitting in our seats. So completely different experience, but in the same place. Now, listen, you know, you asked me about what's been going on. Many folks will know now that a lot of what's happening here is being overshadowed by this race controversy back in London. Let's just give you the key points of that. What's happened is a woman of colour, a British black woman at Buckingham Palace for an event called Ngozi Fulani, was questioned by a palace aide, and she was asked about where she was from, and she says that this person kept questioning her, even saying to her when she said, "I'm from London," saying, "No, where in Africa are you from?" The palace responding, saying it's unacceptable. A spokesperson for Prince William saying there is no place for racism in our society. The woman involved has now stepped back, and the palace says she is apologetic. She is Prince William's godmother. She was the aide to Queen Camilla and longtime aide to the Queen. And of course, what this puts back in the spotlight are those claims of what kinds of views might be hidden away, if you like, inside the royal family, inside Buckingham Palace. Those claims that have been spotlighted by Harry and Meghan when they gave that interview and talked about somebody in the royal family asked them what color their unborn child would be. And next week, Harry and Meghan are set to receive an award in New York for fighting racism. So it is a very, very difficult, honestly, for the Prince and Princess of Wales, because they are trying to spotlight the environmental causes, work with young people, but inevitably so much of the headlines are on what's happening in London.
And then the timing is so interesting here, because just really about an hour ago, Netflix dropped the trailer for Harry and Meghan's highly anticipated Netflix docuseries. We were on the set and we all just watched it together. So, Keir, what's your take on the trailer and really the timing of all of this?
Yeah, the timing. This trip to Boston for the Prince and Princess of Wales has been planned for a long time. Harry and Meghan will have known that. For this to come out now, you say the timing is interesting. I think that's an understatement.
Yeah, I would agree. Not to put you on the spot here, but there was a time where I swear the two of them said they wanted their privacy. How do we explain all of this in light of that?
It's a good question. I don't know how to explain it. Listen, we do know that there is huge friction between those two brothers. We know that. And I think I'm going to let folks watching make up their own minds about what they think might be going on. Everybody has families, so everybody can relate a little bit, I guess.
You've never lied on that one. All right. Everybody has family. End scene.
Yeah. Thank you, Keir.
Keir Simmons. Thanks, Keir.
All right.
Thank
coming you, up, Keir. Today's holiday handbook. We're going to help you rest easy this season with some tips to beat stress and get a good night's rest. You've heard of BYOB? We're going to tell you about BYOP. And then a little bit later, the stars have aligned this morning. There he is.
Hey.
Neil deGrasse Tyson in studio live. We're going to hear about his new book, filled with some bold predictions. Ooh. Third hour today, right back after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, this time of year can be busy, it can be stressful, and the worst thing you can do is lose sleep over it all. So for today's holiday handbook, we're going to talk about how to stay rested during the holidays. Dr. Carol Ash, sleep specialist with RWJ Barnabas Health, joins us this morning. Dr. Ash, good morning.
Good morning, Dylan.
So this time of year, I feel like there's always so many things to do. You're trying to squeeze in one more thing before bed. How much can you get done? But a sleep schedule, you say, is so important.
It's so important because, Dylan, this time of year, the holidays, the days are shorter, so our mood tends to be depressed. Also, all the activities, it'll rob us of our sleep. And 30% of us are already sleep deprived. Yes. That can cause problems with your judgment. Your critical thinking can be impaired and you'll be more irritable. The holidays are stressful. So the best strategy for the holidays, happy holidays, is sleep, a strategy for sleep. And the most important is your schedule. And it's the wake up time. Because when you open your eyes in the morning and expose yourself to light, that sets the clock of the brain, the patterns for wake and sleep, and all your physiology. So waking up the same time is really best every day, even on the weekends. But let's be realistic. People are going to be at those parties late night, right? So try and get up the same time, but then take a nap to offset
the sleep
loss. 20 to 40 minutes. That's
okay.
Really the best, yeah, because longer you'll be groggy when you wake up and it disrupts your sleep at night.
Okay.
And if you're traveling to a new time zone, you want to adjust your bedtime to match the bedtime in the new time zone starting 3 to 4 nights before you actually travel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll help you adjust. It really
Very
will.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay, so. Great.
So, Dr. Esch, a lot of folks, obviously, you know, they travel for the holidays.
Yes,
when you
do.
Travel, sometimes you stay with family, depending on your family. Maybe you stay at a hotel. but that can also be somewhat disruptive as well. What can we do to make that part of the holiday a little easier?
So what people don't realize is the first night in an unfamiliar environment, your sleep will be less restful. That's called the first night effect, right? So if you can, arrive 1 or 2 nights before your scheduled holiday.
Oh.
That will help you adjust. If you can't do that, then your brain is looking for comfortable things from an environment. So bring some of the things from your bedroom, your pillow, a blanket. That
That's
really
good.
Works well for kids. And keep the room cool. You sleep in a cooler environment.
Yes.
65, 68 degrees.
Oh, Craig's so happy.
Yes.
For kids too?
Yes. Kids too. Everyone
okay.
sleeps in a cooler environment. And here's a little trick. Unfamiliar noises will keep you up at night. So get a room far away from the elevators, the dings and all the talking, right?
That's good.
Yes. It really will help. And if you can't get a room away from the elevators, get a white noise app.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Block out all that noise.
All right. Come on down. We have 2 minutes left and we have 2 points. So we'll do 1 minute per point. All right. So Thanksgiving, remember the night of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
My grandmother's making turkey sandwiches right before it was time for all of us to go to bed. We have wine, all the good things. That can't be good for sleep.
Well, really,
eating
really
all
is
that long.
Not.
But everybody does it. You're eating all night.
Well, the overindulgence, what happens when you're sleep deprived, that increases the cravings for sweet foods and high fatty foods. So caution there.
Okay.
So avoid the sugary foods if you can, because the sugar will disrupt your sleep at night. And 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, you want to stop drinking.
You got to shut it off, don't you?
You got to shut it off. You absolutely
That's
do.
True.
And drink water. People don't realize you get more dehydrated in the winter. That can disrupt your sleep. And people who are short sleepers tend to be more dehydrated.
All right. And the last one, I mean, we've been talking about this really for the last 5 years. More exercise.
More exercise. Get out in the sunlight. Sunlight is alerting. So schedule some outside activities.
Even on vacation.
And resistance exercises, 20 minutes a day, have been shown to improve your sleep at night.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Like the bands?
The
and
bands,
stuff like that.
Yeah, not aerobic.
Great tips.
Yeah,
just thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr.
Esch. So helpful.
Welcome.
All right, when we come back, we are looking into the stars. Neil deGrasse Tyson is live to fill us in on his new book that could change how you see the world. And we'll ask him about his beef with the movie Titanic.
Oh, that's good.
That's interesting. And then later, chill out, because Jill has some great gift ideas and shop today, including tech and jewelry that won't break the bank. We'll be right back. We are catching up with a rock star in the science world, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. So it's only right we set the appropriate mood.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like we're in space
Ooh.
Now.
Yes. I love what you've done with the place.
Yes, thank you. He is also the director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History and, of course, a best-selling author.
In fact, in his latest book, Starry Messenger, Cosmic Perspectives on Civilization, he challenges readers to view life's most discussed topics through a different lens, a scientific and cosmic lens.
Hmm.
The concept is fascinating here.
Yeah, I think it's overdue, actually,
okay.
because what happens is you're living here on Earth, crawling around on this surface of this tiny planet, and especially recently, we've all become tribalized.
Oh, yes.
We say, you don't agree with me, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, we're all humans. We're all Homo sapiens on this one planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a kid, you'd see the schoolroom globe and the color-coded countries. Like, why did they do that?
Mm.
It's to tell you who your enemies are and who your friends are. Because from space, Earth is not color-coded.
Yeah.
You see Earth as nature intended you to see
That's
it.
That's so good.
Like oceans and clouds and land.
Greenery.
And so this is a book that tries to get you to think that way about Earth.
Okay.
Not this way about Earth.
I like that. I like that. So we have to talk about your future predictions. I was just looking here for the year 2050.
Oh, well, yeah. I put them out there just so that I can be shown how wrong I was.
But people love this stuff. No, okay.
Or how right you are.
So listen to this. Self-driving electric vehicles replacing our current cars. I believe
completely,
that.
Completely. But can I tell you why I even said that? Because in 1905, You look at any photo of any city.
Yes.
There's countless horses everywhere.
Sure. Mm.
15 years later, you couldn't give away a horse.
Right.
Wow. All the and we built civilization on the literal and figurative back of horses for thousands of years.
But Neil, what about this one?
What's that?
2050, humans having the ability to regenerate limbs. You think it could be a possibility?
What? Newts can do it. Lobsters can do it. Why can't we?
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me let that marinate.
Yeah, please. Look at the animals that can just grow another limb.
Right.
When we know the genomes of these animals, maybe we can, like, I don't know, but maybe we can, like, pluck it out and put it in humans and line up the veterans first
who
are disabled from that.
Yeah.
Right.
My brother's an amputee, so I'm sure
he's going to put him in the front of the line, and the lobster will say, hey, you finally caught up with us.
I know, right? He's also a prosthetic technician, so he might, I don't know how he feels about the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the visiting alien, this concept,
it's
an alien came to.
Yeah, it's right up your alley, Dylan.
I love this. I'm all
right, go for it. I'm not authorized to comment further on it.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were.
No, so as a trope through the book, I wonder, what would a visiting alien say about what they see?
Mm-hmm.
And in one example, I just give, they come to Earth and they say, humans dividing ourselves, waging war against each other based on what side of a line in the sand you were born on, what's your skin color, the reflectivity of your skin, who you sleep with, who you worship. And they would surely just run back home and say, there's no sign of intelligent life on Earth.
Idiots. But you know what, Neil? It's kind of true.
I know. Yes. That's why I wrote the book. Thank you. That's why I wrote the book.
We just don't know what it is. We don't think of it that way.
You don't think
of it. So it's interesting that an astrophysicist comes in and says, okay, let's look at this differently.
Because the cosmic perspective is not just, let's try to agree in the middle. Maybe there's another place you can look at all the problems and you realize you never had problems to begin with.
Neil, one of the things I've always enjoyed about you is that you do a great job of doing what you're doing in this book. You bridge this gap between pop culture and science. And then I read this recently, that the film Titanic, you watched this film and you became so annoyed by something in the film.
What was that?
That you decided that you would pester James Cameron incessantly for years.
What was it? What?
Okay. He's
we're showing
opening
you right
up
now.
Old wounds.
We're showing it.
Oh, you got the clip here.
What
okay.
You brought the receipts.
All right. So in that scene where Kate Winslet, after she ditched her dead frozen boyfriend.
Oh, no.
She's looking up at a night sky. We know where the Titanic sank, that it was a clear sky, no moon, and they showed the wrong sky in the film.
Yeah,
the wrong. It's not only wrong, the left half of the sky was a mirror reflection of the right. It was a lazy sky as well as a wrong sky. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
But so for 15 years, he pesters James Cameron to the point where they finally put out like a new version of the film.
Yeah,
right?
No way.
And they corrected the sky.
No way.
Just to be clear, Cameron loves science.
Okay.
And even in Avatar, there's a deep infusion of science in there.
Right,
with the interconnectivity of the creatures.
The
USB ponytail that they plug in to the ground and the animals. And so this is all.
Appreciated.
Definitely. That's why he fixed it. He said, all right, I don't want to be on record for having the wrong sky.
That's amazing.
Come back. Please do. I love the time.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, Story Messenger, Cosmic Perspectives on Civilization. The book right there on your screen. It's available right now.
Awesome. What a fun conversation.
Oh, thank you.
All right, coming up next, you can be the star of your family's holiday party with some great gifts. Jill has hot gift ideas, beauty, tech, and more, all coming up in shop today. Then later, lace up your sneakers. We are going to walk you through our brand new Start Today cardio workout. You can do it right there in your living room, so get ready.
And they've been doing this now for the last
third hour. We'll be right back. Just working up a sweat.
Love that.
That was so great.
Oh, good.
Actually, we fit it all in.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
It is December, which means the holiday countdown. I mean, it's officially on. Today's edition of our streaming show, Shop Today, is filled with exclusive deals. And today, lifestyle and commerce contributor Jill Martin Brooks is here. She always has such good stuff. So if you want to, you can scan that QR code. We'll put it there on the screen. Or you can just use your phone. Just text SHOP. Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, right?
To 34318, and then it just pops up, and you can buy everything.
I'm so jazzed about this episode. It's my last deals and deals of the year.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah, and so we have something for everyone on your list. So we're starting with, I love Catherine McPhee Foster. You saw her perform last night with her husband.
David Foster.
They met 17 years ago. He was a judge on American Idol.
Oh, that's right.
She was performing, and now they have a child. They have a beautiful relationship, and we spoke about that, and
she has a jewelry line.
She has a jewelry line, which is what we're bringing today. And it was so lovely seeing them together last night in their relationship. But this is also a triumph because she's always loved jewelry since she was a child. And these are great items that we could just all wear. She encourages more and more and more and more. Layering, fun, exciting.
I love it. So these, take another one then.
These rings start at $49. Our deal price is $24.50. So that's 50% off. I'm wearing a couple right now so you can see them.
And then, I like that.
Yeah. And then I love how light these hoops are. Feel this because I actually
wondered about that. So Jill, are there more than just the small ones?
Yeah. The giant ones that I'm wearing.
I like
those. I had to get my ear sewn because of I used to wear heavy earrings. So I only wear light. Feel them. They're super light.
I want crazy
thoughts
on that.
These are awesome.
No, that was a thing.
$74.50. $149 is the retail, and the deal is $74.50. That's 50% off. Thank you for the clapping.
Very nice.
That's what my husband does when I get up in the morning. Why did you look so fast?
He claps when you get up.
He does.
That is love.
Yeah,
well
done.
It's going to be a great day.
You're up.
These are super cute, like bottle chillers.
I know. So these are fabulous because these are wine chillers from Society 6.
Oh,
they're beautiful, but also they could pose as a vase.
Yeah.
What's great about these, you put it in the freezer if you want to chill your wine before. And then you take it out already chilled, and it really makes a statement. Again, it could keep it cool up to 2 hours, but again, what a triumph.
So you don't have to tuck ice in there. The whole thing.
Right.
I want this.
How much is
this?
So the retail is $65. The deal is $32. That's over 50% off.
That's great.
Cute.
Isn't that great? And a great gift.
This is great for wine or for a coffee and tea.
Yeah, the smart heated mug kit from Tees. It's $39. So what's great about this is it does exactly what it says. It keeps it has a sensor and it keeps your tea or coffee hot and at the right temperature. So you don't have to, and it has a spoon.
Cause otherwise you're constantly putting it in the microwave.
Right.
Or trying to keep it hot.
Isn't it great? And it really keeps it.
Nice.
So it maintains the temperature for up to 6 hours. So the retail for the mug kit, $79. The deal price is $39. That's 50% off.
Does it come with a spoon?
This is
the cutest spoon I've ever seen.
Isn't that great? I know.
Like,
it's a very delicate
adorable.
Spoon and beautiful.
I have a thing for little spoons.
I think they're sleek. I think they're exciting. And I think they work up to 30 feet away.
Wow.
Another triumph. So the Z-Tech speakers, $24 is our deal price. The retail is $69.99. They come in silver, rose gold, and dark gunmetal. What's great about these, it's just, and it's wireless, and they work from 30 feet away, and instant touch.
That's
so a triumph. A really great gift. This, we have a picture of
Clara Josephine, where are you? This
Claire,
is for you.
I mean, come on. The Funky Tree LED Love Lamp or LED Rainbow. $79.99 is the retail. The deal is $19. That's 76% off. To me, there is nothing better than this. Like, I could sleep in a room of neon signs, it's just so happy and exciting.
It just makes for a cool room.
Episode.
Which one?
The one with Kramer and the Kenny Rogers.
His rods and cones are all messed up.
Sorry.
I don't know that one, which is amazing.
Chicken episode. Anyway, do you have to plug it in or is it battery powered?
It's plugged in.
No, you plug it in. Well, it is also battery powered, so you don't need it.
So cute.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Jill, home run as always.
I know, but that's it for the year. I have one more in the 10, and then...
Can you put these pants on Seals and Deals? Because I really want them. Like, I just...
Could you believe these pants?
I'm, like, obsessed with them.
My mom says they need their own Instagram.
Oh, I love it. To shop these products a little more. You can't shop Jill, but for everything else.
Not yet.
I don't know.
2023.
Stay tuned for...
for that.
Yes, scan the QR code below or just head to today.com/deals. And don't forget to tune into Shop Today with Jill Martin, streaming today at 10 a.m.
Yay.
All right, coming up next, our fitness guru, Stephanie Mansour, is here to kick off our December Start Today plan and show us how to work the sweat indoors with a simple 10-minute workout. We'll be right back.
That's so nice.
All right, it is December 1st. Can you believe it? Which means it is time to launch a brand. I don't know why I'm on my toes as if that's going to help. Starting a plan for the Start Today Walking Challenge.
Why did you take your shoes off?
I thought we were going to do something, but nobody else.
I need to work out.
We have the leader of our Start Today community right here, Today Fitness contributor Stephanie Mansour, along with a couple of our members as well.
Yay! And don't forget, you can find this month's plan by signing up for our newsletter or scanning that QR code. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, all Stephanie, right. Before we start, I mean, this time of year can be very stressful, but how do you balance everything to enjoy the season, too?
Yes, absolutely. So our walking challenge recommends 20 minutes a day of walking. But for December, we are going to implement my holiday 50% rule, which means we take our goals and we cut them in half.
Okay.
So they're more achievable and more attainable. So for anyone at home that's rolling their eyes, oh, can 10 minutes a day really make a difference?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, there is research that shows that just 10 minutes a day of exercise actually helps to improve your overall health, especially if you're starting out sedentary. So for someone that thinks, oh, I'm going to wait till January, no, research shows start with
now.
10 minutes and it's going to make a big difference.
Love
yes.
Hey, Kathy, here's the thing. You got four boys, and as I understand it, you sort of hit your stride like just before you turn 50, and you've lost 80 pounds?
Oh, wow.
80.
Congratulations.
80
pounds over 4 years.
That's like a third grader or something.
Okay. And walking was a major part of this.
Absolutely. Everybody told me you can't lose weight just from walking. Well, you can't lose weight just from walking, but diet and exercise, including walking, got it done.
Way to go,
Kat. I'm so proud of you.
And you've got a fitness question for Stephanie, so let's hear that. And then she's going to show us a move or two.
Okay, cool. So my right knee is a little bit tricky. The 50 in this knee, it's not working out that great. So when I want to do cardio, but keep it easy on the knee, what can I do?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And if you are at home and if you're sidelined by, you know, achy joints or muscles, you can do this too. For our December workout plan, we're just going to start walking in place. Now, the December workout plan is 10 minutes of indoor cardio that you can do. So this is low impact, and that's what I advise for you, Kathy.
Okay.
Low impact for anyone with muscle or joint issues. Now, if you want to step it up, Craig, you ready for that? Craig always steps it up with me.
Let's go.
We're going to run in place, jog in place. But otherwise, you can just keep it low impact and walk in place.
I love
now,
that.
Now, the second exercise that I want to share with you, too, is we're going to do another workout that's high knees.
Okay.
Another workout move. This is in our 10-minute plan.
I know. Show everybody outside.
Yes. Just go as high as is comfortable for you. And then, again, if you want to step it up a little bit, high impact, you got it. Yes.
Okay.
Bring those knees up high towards the chest.
We have about a minute left. Della, you have a question, too. You're from the city.
Yes, I live right here in New York. And my question is there necessary to stretch before you take a walk?
That's a great question. So walking is low impact already. So if you're going for a jog, I'd say absolutely stretch beforehand. But for the walk, you can simply do butt kicks. So on your first few steps out the door, Dale, you're just going to kick with your heel, try to get it towards your butt, stretch out those quads, and then stretch in motion. Now, another thing that we can do, and again, this is all part of the 10-minute workout plan for December, is a modified jumping jack. Now, this is stretching the upper body. This is stretching the outer hip. Good. The side waist. How's that feel?
So, Steph, why are we modified? Why can't we just do the regular jumping?
This is low impact for you. We're doing high impact. Here we go. Yes. Yep.
10 minutes a day.
10 minutes a day.
10 minutes a day.
Yep. You do each move for 1 minute. Okay. So there's 5 moves, 1 minute. Double it for 10 minutes, and you're done.
Okay, we have no excuse. We get all the info.
I know. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Kathy and Dale, thank you so much for being here, too. Of course, head to today.com/starttoday for more on Start Today.
All right. We'll be right back.
Tomorrow in the third hour of Today, Ellie Kemper joins us live.
Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, the legendary Dolly Parton gets us in on the Christmas spirit.
That's going to be a good one. Folks, we've enjoyed seeing you today.
Yes.
We hope to see you back here tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the fish, your husband.
He's been waiting the whole show.
Have a great day.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.